I'd like to have a pack of.
Who's offering Laffy Taffys?
Yeah, that's my son saying what he wants to go into Mishloach Manos. I've got a whole list here.
Okay, good. I'll put a box by my door for Fern.
I don't know that I can afford his list. It's pretty long.
Well, don't tell him that.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway. Wait for he'll throw a fit. You'll give him some wine. It'll be okay.
New parenting tool. Permitted once a year, one day a year. Any other day, they'd call family services.
Wait, what are you saying? We're not supposed to give our kids wine? Oh man. You could have broke that in slowly.
Yeah, a hair. Yes, sweetie.
Yeah.
Okay, shalom, Rabbi. Sorry about that. As the world gets back to normal, so does the traffic, I suppose. I have to reevaluate. Once the school starts, it becomes a new story. Okay. We were busy there with the Akedah, with two different types of Kiddush Hashem. There's Chaimal Kiddush Hashem and there's Misa'al Kiddush Hashem. So I don't know if we started the shtickel down at the bottom of Reish Chof Tes. We did the aisle. Yeah, we did the aisle. Maybe let's just do that again. And then we'll relate that back to the, maybe let's start with that. Okay, fine. Down at the bottom of Reish Chof Tes. So, Shnei Inyonim Mesiris Nefesh Eilu, Ramuzim Be'inyin Akeda. These two types of Mesiris Nefesh, the Jew that lives as Kiddush Hashem, the Jew we see hinted to Kaal Mesemele Sayudanov, the horns of Korah, Mistabchim, the Averis, the Meshach, Shamri Chazal, the Yisav Ramesaina, the Yavin Alacha, Nechaz Bazach, the Bekarnov, Melamed Sharok, Korah Boch Lam. So to in the future, your children are going to be nechazim ba'avoynes v'nizbachim b'tzoreis. So the Midrash there says this, that so to your descendants, he tells Avraham Avinu, your grandchildren are going to be caught up in avoynes and entangled in tzoreis. In the end, they'll be redeemed by the horn of the isle. The isle got shechted in the end. But there was never a bitl atzmi. He got killed. He got shechted. For sure. But he never mevatled his rotzon by himself. These Jews, that the Sotan, the Yetzirah, entangles them in avirus. The Loshon of Rashi there, that the Sotan entangles them and confuses them, whatever. In the end, they dance Kiddush Hashem. That's the symbol of the aisle. Lumasom, oim dim ois yudim kedoshim, asher chayu b'mesiris nefesh b'yoysim b'chayim, es chayeyem mesameles akeda atzmoy akshira. I think we did discuss this last week, but it's good to do it again. These are the Yidden kedoshim that live with Mithrela. And that's the Akeda Atzmoy, the Kshira, the binding. Yitzhak Avinu lo meis bepoil. He never died, mamash. Even though Chazal, we talk about that his neshama went out, came back again. Okay, well, they said at the end of the day, he got up. Yeah, we saw that in his name. He loves. Ulam Yitzhak Avinu Moses called it so nice of Lakodesh Baruch Hu, but he gave up all his ritzonos, his own ritzonos, his desire to love everything, to be the future of Klal Yisrael, to be the father of Klal Yisrael. He gave that all up. Harotzen Agadol BeYisus Yesh Adam Hu Rotzen Achaim. The biggest desire a person has is the desire to live. Ve'ein rotzen gevur mimenu. Es rotzen azeh Moshe Yitzchak v'nil Kosh Baruch Hu ilo am ani sholcha v'kol ha'sheli sholcha. Maybe, whatever, Hashem, I'm yours. I call. Inyan zeh bol rebitu b'b'kashosai shel Yitzchak l'koish.
Rav Sher, we're struggling to hear you.
Presses itself in the Akedah, please bind. Oh, I'm in trouble with that. But just let me know if that's any better. Sorry, there's no reception here. I mean, there is, but it's a very slow connection.
So far, it's better without the video. Just cut the
Yeah, no, that usually helps a bit. That usually helps. It cuts the broadband. But what, I can't do anything. I'm Tolu on Golan, you know, and Golan is not exactly, he hasn't been too bad. Yeah, we have to cut this whole thing completely. We have to very soon stop the shear on Zoom. I'm getting there. And I don't know, I have to sit here on my own when you guys are around the corner and you can't come in. There's no reason. You've all had the chisun. There's no reason for anybody not to be a hoppers. There's no one else here. You can sit 2 meters apart. No, the shul's all going back. Schools are going back. Time to, the thing's 98.9% effective. I'm just saying, I think it's time to actually help people get back to their lives. I think I'm going to, I haven't decided yet when or how. Well, I can just let you know for those who, let me just see what the reactions are like. Everyone switched off the video so they can't see. We might have to, for one or two people, keep it going because not all of them can come. But for the rest of you, I'm going to make a password and you won't have the password and then you'll decide what you want to do. So, come on. There's no reason not to be here. Just whatever. Okay. Those who have a valid reason, tell me what your reasons are. Maybe that's, we should do it that way. Let's see. I'll put it on the table. Tell me why you can't come back, and then we'll see if it's kedai to carry this on Zoom as well. But Purim's coming. It's time to tshuva and to move on. Okay. Anyway.
I all of a sudden can't hear the Rosh Yeshiva.
No. That's why you have to come in. That's why you have to come in, because we can't get klitaya. If we're not getting klita, that's a Kosh Baruch Hu telling us. Let me just try one thing here quickly.
No, I'm kidding. You sound better.
Don't know if that's going to make any difference. Okay, whatever. No, there's no decent connection. All right, we'll go right. If you can't hear me again, just stop me, okay? We have days like this. But it was good because as Ma'ira, this thought that I was having, the gears man, lunatic from the Zoom and start getting back to normal a bit. At least while we can. I don't know what's going to be next week. Well, this week we should all be here. Okay. What Avraham and Yitzhak were doing there on the Keter wasn't just for themselves. They weren't just doing something for themselves. They were setting up a system for all of Klal Yisrael forever. And that was, is that there should be no way that a Jew could ever be disconnected from the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he'll use his own seichel, like Yitzhak, and he'll bind himself, and he will mevatel his ritzonos, his natural desires, and he'll be cleave himself to the ways of Hashem and his Torah, means he'll use his own bechira and his seichel to do the rotzon Hashem, the mesiras nefesh, if it has to be. As mutav, very good. Ach gam im lo yiskeh lekach, if he doesn't merit that, so then he's lost? No. He's not fulfilling his purpose the way he's supposed to. He won't have lost the schus to be medabek b'Hashem. He's still a shaychus to Olam Haba, he's shaychus to eternity because he's a ben Avram v'Yitzchok. And that's the schus that Avram v'Yitzchok set up at the Akedah. Matarazu, he said, Avram Avinu, ba'krovus ha'el tachas b'noi. Avram Avinu achieved that. Now go back and look in the Akkad and you'll see how the words fit, Gavaldik. When did Avram Avinu achieve that? That no Jew will be lost? By the Akkadah. What part of the Akkadah? The Shechitas Ha'ayel. tachas benoi. Gami mi yudim asher hitrachukoi mi Hashem vasot mi yisabechoi sam bechatoyim vaveirois. Even though we Jews that are very far, and the sotnas got them all caught up in invaders and they don't know what they're doing and shaykh to Yiddishkeit. They are mamash at the lowest levels. They still have shaykhs to the eternity, to the goal of reality, through the Mesiras Nefesh, the Aldas Kiddush Hashem. That Avraham Avinu achieved by the Shechitas Ayel. That's why all the brochas only come after the Shechitas Ayel. Go over look there in the Akeda. Don't have a Siduya. You go look there in the Loshon of the Psukim there in the Akeda. You'll see that all the brochas don't come after he's ready to shech Yitzhak. It wasn't enough. The brochas only come after he shechted the aisle, because that's what it's telling you. So those are the two yesodas that Avraham Yitzhak set up there by the Akeda, and we still live on that today. And that's why Yidden, all over the generations, have been prepared to give up their lives as Kiddush Hashem when push came to shove. The worst Yidden that were vied far, far from Yiddishkeit, when push came to shove, they gave up their lives as Kiddush Hashem. That was in calculated into their genes there by the Akeda. The Sefer Tzura Mol Shel Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, Bal Nesivos HaMishpat, Al Shir HaShirim, Nimtza Dovah Nifla. He takes this pasuk from Shir HaShirim, we'll see it now, and he throws an unbelievable new light on it in line of what we're busy saying now. We have to understand what you can't translate Shir HaShirim, but the art scroll did not a bad job. Where's it? Yeah. Where's this Pasuk? Beit Zayin. What's going on here? No, I need Shir HaShirim. They didn't have Shir HaShirim in this art scroll, no, they must. Oh, yeah, really, sorry. Beis Zayin. So he translates it like this. I adjure you. How's that for a word? Everyone ever heard that word that before? I adjure you. I make you make a shvur from Loshon Shvur. Oh, nation. Did anybody ever speak like that today? You say, oh, nations. No, you say nations. And I say, oh, nations. Sorry, the video's off. You can't see my smile. We have to translate the stuff into English, you know. I don't know. Oh, nations, you know. Behold. Anyway, that's not English. O nations who are destined to ascend to Yerushalayim, those nations of you that are destined to come up to Yerushalayim, for if you violate your oath, you'll become as defenseless as gazelles or hinds of the field. Understand how useless the translation is? It just doesn't mean anything. You'll become defenseless like a gazelle. A gazelle is some kind of a deer, some kind of a buck or whatever. If you dare provoke Hashem to hate me or disturb his love for me while he still desires it. So everybody knows what the pasuk wants. Nanachon. Okay, so you see, it's impossible to translate this. Well, essentially what Hashem is saying, he's saying like this, Yishbati eschem b'noish Yerushalayim, b'tzvoko yisu ba'ele sasode, im t'iru v'im t'oiru re'sa'ava ad she'techofetz. That's not how he's translating it. What is he doing? That's not wrong. He's got the wrong reference here. He's making the shvur with the Bnei Yerushalayim. Must it kesher to the nations of the world? One second, something's not right here. Hishbati eschem Bnei Yerushalayim. Those aren't the nations. How's he translating this? Let's see what they do with this. So in Achinami, the art scroll's going. It's interesting. The translation of the art scroll is not the prophet. It says, Hishmat Yeshem Benoit Yerushalayim. Benoit Yerushalayim is the daughters of Jerusalem. Let's see how he translates this. So the Nesivas, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, explains like this. The Benoit Yerushalayim, Hein Umas Ha'ilam. The Benoit Yerushalayim, or the Umas Ha'ilam. The Kodesh Bochu Ashbiyo Itam Kleima. Gzah Begzerosoi. Hashem makes Gzeros for them. Shem ki'ilu mishboim al kach. It's like they made a shvur on this. But tzvois, ki kisrael oisim ritzoyna shalmocham ahim uchunim b'shem tzvois. When Klal Yisrael does the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the name they use for them is tzvois. U'kishayin oisim ritzoyna shalmocham ahim uchunim b'shem ayolois. V'chayos esodem. Then they have the name, then they have the description, the appellation, of gazelles, whatever it is, some kind of a deer, and chayas asode, and the animals of the field. Okay, so that's interesting. Otzwa's translating that pasuk lefi the shtikel nesivas. Okay, so klaima benchi Yisrael toivim aroyim. Whether Klal Yisrael, this is Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, whether Klal Yisrael is good or bad, benchi begeda tzavois or benchi begeda yolois, when they're being described as tzavois, meaning in a good sense, or whether they're being described as a yalois in a bad sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashbias umas oida shnei dvarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the umas make a shvur. Hashem places the shvur on them, makes a gezeira on the umas ha'olam. Im te'iru loshen sina. Te'iru, if you'll arouse, meaning the anger, the sinner, the hatred. Klema im te'garmu laharchik Yisrael me'avini b'shir shamayim. If you'll succeed, Hashem says to the Umas Ha'olam, to distance Klal Yisrael from me, and you'll make them hateful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first one. Those are the Am Yisrael that are like Ayelois, that the nations of the world will call Sina where? Between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's the first Inyan. If you arouse the love, you don't have, Hashem says to the Olam, the permission to cause so much tzoras la'tzal Yisrael kol kach. You don't have the rishus to cause Klal Yisrael so much tzah. Only enough tzah tribatzir is yigrem la'ira b'tshuva or abba ben Yisrael amokum. You can cause them so much tzah, the tzah that will be goyrem them to be chayza b'tshuva and to increase the love that they have for Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtim ulai Yisrael yeshuva ketetzo mibechirat hamatoiv ba'atzmam. Hashem waits for them to see whether they'll come back using their own bechira. L'kein rakish yegia zman ha'geula v'yef shehi litache oid. Only when we get to the zman ha'geula and Hashem can't wait anymore, lo yichol hachakot, because the zman geula has to be now. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzma yamid lechem melech kasha kahamon, Hashem will raise over you a melech. Kasha kahaman. That's all shir on its own. Who that is, what that is. Kedei lo'oiram b'tshuva. In order to arouse them to do tshuva. Kedei lo'oiram sa'avi b'nem la'kodosh b'ochu. In order to arouse them to do tshuva and to arouse the love between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. V'zu ad she'techofet. That's the loshen there. Ad she'techofet means until there's desire. Danu ad she'chofet miflei Hashem li'goylotam. This system will continue until Hashem has a desire to redeem us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ensure that the Umas will torture us, chas v'chalila, and cause tzar for us, until it would cause us to do tshuva. That's the end of the Rabbi Yaakov, let's end of the Nesivas and Mishpat. That's what we've been saying here all along. That you will have these two dynamics. There will be the Yidden that will cleave to Hashem and do what's going on and will do whatever they need to do. The Umas Ha'ilam will deal with each of these two groups in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer on them to do. You leave them to do tshuva because you want to, or you'll do tshuva because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get the goyim to make sure that you do tshuva. Don't know what's left. I don't know what more we need to be taught in order to wake up. I don't know, but obviously not enough. Okay, so let's try and explain what he's talking about here. Okay, that's a shtickle. That's Shir HaShirim, is not a poshut pasuk. Interesting to see what he brings down. He has all safe on Shir HaShirim, Reb Zvil. That might be interesting to see how he deals with this there at length. But anyway, in order to explain the Nesivas, he says like this. You have two, well, there's no video here, so I can't use my fingers to show you what you're talking about. You have two types of Yidden, yeah? Good and bad, that are called Tzavois and Ayeles HaSode. The good ones are like the legions of Hashem, the soldiers of Hashem. And they fight Hashem's wars. Those are the Jews that keep the Torah. They follow the laws of the Torah with Mesiris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns the Goyim not to interfere with these Jews. Leave them alone. Because they're being over Hashem, so don't interfere, and they avoid us Hashem. Hashem tells the Goyim, you don't interfere with these Yidden's ability to serve me and to be dovuk to me. Hashem azirim al tigroime pirud v'sine b'neinu chas v'chalila. Don't you cause gaps and sinner between me and these Yidden. V'al ta'iru milim eilu mityachsois li'yudim shenichshalu beruchnias. The Alta Oyra, that's talking about the Yidden that have fallen in the Ruchnias. These are the ones that are not doing the Rotzen of Hashem. Those are the Ayelas Asode. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oinyen Sheyeshiva B'Koyches Atzma. Hashem wants him to do tshuva on their own. And he gives them a lot of time. You have as much time as you want until you don't have any more time. You come to the Zman of the Gula. They'll come back because that's what the Melech Kasha Aleim will cause them to do. They'll all do tshuva. Those are the two types of Yidden we've been speaking about all the time. That's the Yitzhok and the Isle, the Shchitas of Yitzhok and the Shchitas of the Isle. Those are the two Yidden that you see brought down in this pasuk in Shir HaShirim, as explained by the Nesivos. So there's what to talk about here, this Melech Kasha Kahaman, Maze, Echze, Maze, Weze. You know, it's hard to talk. Maybe we'll talk about this in a video as well, because to talk without a whatever. No, we're a year away since this corona thing started, and we've seen horrific, horrific Yisurim. There's still places where schools are closed, you know, chedorim are closed, the ruchnias because suffering, the physical, whole communities decimated, gedolia Torah, fathers, mothers, children, askonim, boba zaydas, lost, gone. We're a year away from that. You still need a melech kasha to wake you up. Yeah, seems so. Anyway, We're a few days from Purim, you know, the Yidden did tshuva before Purim. You want to have a good time on Purim, but there has to be a tshuva before Purim. You know, we forget, you know, Purim's the big party, you know. Yeah, but there was a tshuva before Purim, you know. Anyway, so we have that's this time now. We have to wake up somehow. We don't want to have a Melech Kasha Kahaman. You want a Melech Kasha Kahaman? There's a Melech Kasha. It's no coincidence, Rabbi Yisrael, that in the same place where the Purim story took place, There's a Melech Kasha Kahaman who has a nuclear, or he's very close to nuclear capability, okay? That he's speaking openly, La Abedu Laharigas Kola Yehudim. You know, there's no coincidence, you know, that And there's no coincidence that we had a choisi b'beis ha-melech. We had a melech in America, the most powerful leader in the world, until very recently was a very good friend of Israel. Unbelievable, a friend of the Yidden. I mean, beyond comprehension, the chesed Hashem. And we got complacent. Melech, a choisi b'beis ha-melech. That was Esther. The Yidden weren't davening. So Esther said, we better do something to wake them up because they're relying on me. They're not relying on the kesher with Hashem. And in one day, a Kodesh Baruch Hu put a new melech in America, who's not such a big friend of ours, you know? Will he phone it tonight? Won't he phone him? Did he? Blah, 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 blah. They won't admit, you know? They asked somebody recently, there was an interview. I didn't see this, but someone told me they asked one of the big leaders there, you know, is America an ally, Israel, whatever? He wouldn't answer the question. He ducked and dived the question, you know? And now they're talking about making friends with Iran again and opening up. That's all for Israel. That's all for us. you want to wait for them to take over? Yeah, you know? Complacency is a very dangerous thing, and we've slipped into terrible complacency, and that's in the backdrop of a pandemic that we're living in, and we still haven't there's something I'm talking about myself, and I'm not accusing anyone, but you need a melech kasha kahaman to wake us up. Yeah, that's what Hashem says, I'll wait for you, but the gula is close, and when the gula comes, everybody has to come home. Everyone has to do tshuva. That means me and you and everyone in Tel Aviv and everyone in Haifa, everyone has to do tshuva. So somehow that's something we have a hard time dealing with, but we have to know that that's what's going to happen. And it says many times, if we don't do tshuva, Hashem's going to raise over us a melech kasha kahamad. Achshav ze Purim. Purim is the zman to get rid of the melech kasha kahamad, not to bring him home. So we have to do tshuva a few days before Purim. We can at least maybe think a little bit. Anyway, don't want to start the week off on the wrong foot. You know, we just had Pasha Zocho, you know, we just wiped out Amalek. So Bezrat Hashem, we'll go forward, be able to pick ourselves up. But this is very important to understand. Never give up hope. Hashem's waiting for us to do tshuva b'rotzon. If you'll do tshuva b'rotzon, you don't have to go the other path. The other path is not a pleasant path. It's much easier to be in the first group where Hashem tells the Umas Olam, leave them alone. They're doing what I want them. You leave them alone. You go pick up and start with other guys who are not doing tshuva by themselves. Bezrat Hashem, we should be those that seichel dik enough to do tshuva on our own. A good voch.
Shabbat
shalom. Bye.